أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولما ضرب ابن مريم مثلا إذا قومك منه يصدون. In the previous ayah, the previous ruku, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala discussed about Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and his people, Fir'aun and his people who did not follow, and what their consequences was. Yeah, in this surah, in this ruku, Allah Ta'ala explains about Maryam alayhi salam, about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and his people who also did not respond to his call, but in fact who made him a god. So with regard to that, making on one occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that everything that is worshipped besides Allah Ta'ala, there is no goodness in it. In an ayat of the Quran, إِنَّكُمْ وَمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ حَسَبُ جَهَنَّمُ. You, that is the idol worshippers, and all those things you worship besides Allah will be the fuel of the fire of Jahannam. So the Quraysh of Mecca, the Mushriks, they said that Isa alayhi salatu wasalam is being worshipped besides Allah, so he will be also in the fire, na'uzu billah. Or that Isa, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, whatever is worshipped besides Allah, there is no khair in that. So they said that Isa, the Christians worship him, regard him as God, part of God, Trinity, etc. So that means there is no goodness in Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, whereas so many hadith exalt and honor the position of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. First, this matter is discussed in these ayat. Yeah, we should have to understand, we should understand that if the person himself, like Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, never ever told the people to worship him, as ayats of the Quran are very evident on that. And in fact, he taught pure tawheed. So of course, he is not included in that warning that those who are worshipped, it means those who like to be worshipped and who could demand their worship besides Allah Ta'ala. Those be those things, and even the idols that will be thrown in the fire of Jahannam, which the people used to worship, the fire won't have that effect. They committed no guna. Just like many of our great buzurgs, they had pure tawheed and they taught pure sunnah. But after they passed away, people made their qabars a place of urus and a place of making tawaf and making sajdas and begging of them. So quite clear, those buzurgs, there will be no adab upon them. They did not want this. But a very great warning we should take for ourselves, as we are also the heads of families, and we demand and command that the people must listen to us in the house, even for things which are against Sharia. This obedience which we are demanding, that is also a form of ibadat. So we are in a very dangerous position if we command things in the house which are against Sharia, and we demand that those things must be fulfilled. That is also a form of worship which we want, and that was not intentional, but very intentional. We want everyone to obey us, and the obedience against the commands of Allah Ta'ala, which is totally haram, and that is also a form of worship, obedience of anyone. So we should be very careful how we conduct ourselves and what we say. And we usually think that these others, the idols, etc., will be in the fire of Jahannam, but we should be careful that we are not making ourselves an idol. Any person, the head of the family, the head of a business, the head of an institute, and he wants things to be done against the commands of Allah, and he demands that that must be done, that is a form of worship that he's commanding for himself. So Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَمَّا ذُرِبَ ابْنُ مَرْيَمَ مَثَلًا اور جب مثال لائے مریم کی بیٹے کی. And when the example of Isa, the son of Maryam, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, was mentioned, إِذَا قَوْمُكَ مِنْهُ يَصِدُّونَ جب ہی قوم تیری اس سے چلانے لگتے ہیں, then your very people, the Quraysh, the mushriks of the Quraysh, they started making a big noise. You say our idols will be in the fire of Jahannam. That means even Isa alayhi salam will be in the fire of Jahannam. But as made clear, neither Isa alayhi salatu wasalam never ever commanded or desired that he must be worshipped. The people made him an object of worship. وَقَالُوا أَآلِهَتُنَا خَيْرٌ أَمْ هُوَ. اور کہتے ہیں کہ ہمارے معبود بہتر ہے یا وہ. And they say our gods more better or is Isa alayhi salam more better. In other words, both are the same, they are being worshipped by people. So if our idols are going in the fire of Jahannam, na'uzu billah, on that logic they said that Isa alayhi salam also has to go. مَا ذَرَبُوهُ لَكَ إِلَّا جَدَلًا. یہ مثال جو ڈالتے ہیں تجھ پر سو جھگڑنے کو. And this example, they also understand that Isa alayhi salam only taught Tawheed. He never ever desired, it's impossible that he wanted his worship to be done. But they just use this as an excuse. And this is the public mode at all times. They just want something to cling on. Though they know it's not right, but we can make an argument out of this. So they cling on to that. This was the condition of the Quraysh as well. بَلْ هُمْ قَوْمٌ خَصِمُونَ. بَلْکہ یہ لوگ ہیں جھگرالو. But these people are such that they like to always argue and fight. And they just look for a point. And there are many people also we know in our families, in the community, who just look for something to fight about. And there is no real point whatsoever. But they take that point and they make an unnecessary issue out of it. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا عَبْدٌ أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَيْهِ. وہ کیا ہے؟ ایک بندہ ہے کہ ہم نے اس پر فضل کیا. Who is Isa alayhi salatu wasalam? He's one of our servants whom we had blessed very greatly and we made him a Nabi and we gave him angelic qualities. And this also was a cause of the deception of the people, that Allah made him to be born without the source of a father. But that does not qualify him to become a god. Angels have got no mother or father. Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, no mother or father from whom he was born. So that does not qualify a person to become a god. Allah did bless him very greatly. He used to make the born blind see again. He used to make the leper come right. But all these things are not things that you become god by that. So he was just a slave of Allah Ta'ala. وَجَعَلْنَاهُ مَثَلًا لِبَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ. اور کھرا کر دیا اس کو بنی اسرائیل کے واسطے. And we established him and made him a source to call the Bani Israel towards Allah Ta'ala. And he did not call to himself. And his miracles also he used as a source to call to Allah Ta'ala. They were the certificates which Allah gave him, that he proves that I am a man different from you. Therefore obey me. And he did not ask for his own obedience and worship. He called to the obedience and worship of Allah Ta'ala. وَلَوْ نَشَاءُ لَجَعَلْنَا مِنْكُمْ مَلَائِكَةً فِي الْأَرْضِ يَخْلُفُونَ. اور اگر ہم چاہیں نکالے تم میں سے فرشتے رہے زمین میں تمہاری جگہ. And if we wish, Allah Ta'ala says, we can make this world occupied with angels also. One coming after the other. Like the humans, Allah made it that our children are born, soon we go to the grave and they grow up. So their children are born, soon they go, the elders go to the grave, and in this way the system of the world carries on. The malaika system is not like that. If Allah said, we could do the malaika system also like that, that they also have children, the older ones pass away, the younger ones come and take over, and this carries on. But it was all in how Allah Ta'ala has planned and did. So the malaika are completely different from human beings. They are not born from parents, etc. They are not like us, that we have children, we become old, we die and we go away, they take over. وَإِنَّهُ لَعِلْمٌ لِلسَّاعَةِ. اور وہ نشانی ہے قیامت کا. And Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, like even the malaika, that they don't have parents and they just come and they are in this world as long as Allah wishes, but that does not make them Allah. They haven't got, they are not Allah Ta'ala. In the same way, Isa alayhi salatu wasalam has got angelic qualities. Like we also speak of our buzurg that they were farishtas. We don't mean that they were actually angels, but they had angel sifat, farishta sifat they were. So Isa alayhi salam was also like that, and also we made Isa alayhi salam a very great sign of Qiyamah, that when Isa alayhi salam will come back in this world, resting on the shoulders of two malaika, and a particular masjid in Damascus in Syria, when Isa alayhi salatu wasalam will come there, and Qiyamah will be soon after that, we have made him even that great sign. فَلَا تَمْتَرُنَّ بِهَا So usme shak mat kar. So don't have any doubts about this, that Isa alayhi salam himself personally will come down. وَاتَّبِعُونَ Or mera kaha mano. And listen to my commands. Correct your aqidas also. With regard to Isa alayhi salatu wasalam also, your beliefs must be correct. Don't do what the Christians did and they made him a god. And don't reduce him below his level. He is a great Nabi of Allah, whom Allah had chosen, with great qualities also. Hada siratu mustaqim, ye ek seedhi raah hai. This is the straight path, the path which Allah has shown. So as Muslims, we should make sure that our beliefs with regard to Isa alayhi salam are correct, and our actions also must be correct. Wala yasuddannakum shaitan, or na roge tumko shaitan, and don't let shaitan stop you and have wrong beliefs. And the agents of shaitan, the Qadianis particularly, the Christians, they have a lot of wrong beliefs of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, they are spreading. So be careful, be on your guard. Innahu lakum aduwwum mubin, woto tumhare dushman hai sareh, that shaitan is your open enemy. He doesn't hid his enmity, he is your open enemy and is totally against you. Be very careful. Walam ما جاء عيسى بالبينات اور جب آیا عیسیٰ نشانیاں لے کر, and when عیسیٰ علیہ الصلوۃ والسلام came with the miracles which Allah Ta'ala had given him, قال كجئتكم بالحكمة, بولا میں لایا ہوں تمہارے پاس پکی بات ہے. He said that I've brought to you very very solid talks, and I've got my proof, these miracles are here, and what Allah has ordered me, توحید, oneness of Allah, belief in the life of the آخر, I've come with these words of absolute authority and absolute wisdom. وَلِأُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي تَخْتَلِفُونَ فِيهِ اور بتلانے کو بعضی وہ چیزیں جس میں تم جھگڑتے تھے, and also to remove the disputes that you were having upon you. So knowledge of deen is not to increase disputes. Knowledge of deen is to remove arguments and disputes. Let the truth be established and let the truth be known, and let everyone follow that and remove arguments and disputes. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَأَطِيعُونَ So daro Allah se aur mera kaha mano. So fear Allah and believe in the message which Allah had sent with his messengers, which he has made known to the ulama. Follow the clear instructions of Allah Ta'ala. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ بِيشَكَ اللَّهَ جُو هَي وَهِي رَبْ هَي مَيْرَا اور رَبْ تُمْهَارَا So undoubtedly Allah is our Allah, your Allah and my Allah. فَعَبُدُوهُ So usi ki bandagi karo. Worship only Allah Ta'ala. Make your aqidas also correct. Make your actions also correct. هَذَا صِرَاطٌ مُسْتَقِيمٌ This is the straight path. So the Quran so beautifully explained all the differences, and in conclusion explained what is the straight path and exhorted us follow that straight and righteous path. وَآخِرُ دَوَانَ